MGTOW Man, welcome back. Philosophical, experimental, I suppose you could say of today. Forced contrasts. So I was dwelling on this thought earlier today, and forced and experimental destruction or destitution in order to enhance the other side of the coin in our life. And if you are dwelling on the tipping point of MGTOW, or you're considering it, or you're not sure, I suggest that you heed what we say and you at least try it. You need to create a forced contrast in life. And sometimes the decisions that we make and the years that we spend and the things that we do could be for a week, could be for a month, could be for a couple years, could be for a decade. They're really just experimentation. It's an experimental forced contrast. So this is one of the cheat codes of MGTOW life, being able to access the other side of the coin by forced contrasts. You have the freedom to create an experimental year, like I said, or two, or even longer, and to come back and return from the lab with your findings. So our lives are only better if we know what worse is. It's one of the kind of unforgiving dichotomies, or one of the truths that a lot of people don't want to have settle on their stomach. So a refutation of hedonism, I guess this is, but I suppose that at the same time as I speak about hedonism, I'm going to be called out for being a masochist. So the point is not to procure pleasure at all turns. This is far from the point. The point is to turn down pleasure, and pleasure that you experience should be predominantly a result of what you put in and the sacrifice that you've made. So I used to think that for every good thing that I brought in, there was a likelihood that I would suffer a bad thing. And while this is not always a plus B equals C or very 1-2 direct relationship, there's a lot to be said of this truth. Something that's not understood by many people. A lot of people think that you get on a snowball of good things in life and it will compound. This will often be the case, but for a very short time, this might be the case. A snowball does create, you make further strides in life, but you will hit a setback at some point. Rather, expect a downturn and adapt if it happens. Continue to push forward. Expect it. If it doesn't happen, do as you normally would. The thing is, contrasts are needed here. MGTOW recognizes that these contrasts need to happen in life, and sometimes you just need to create them. So I bring this up because contrasts are not something that you can afford when you're not living the MGTOW life. When you're living in MGTOW freedom, you can just be creative and kind of put yourself into these contrasting situations. When you're not living a MGTOW life, you're probably living a life that is dependent on consistency. Because if what you're expecting is not there tomorrow, you will not be able to provide. You will not be able to respond. You will not be able to find your purpose, have value in yourself. So people won't understand why you do or what you do. They won't understand why you want to sweat. They won't understand why you want to go take the stairs, not the elevator. Part of MGTOW shaming is shaming that's rooted in an ability to grasp the value of simplicity and the value of discipline and the value of shame. So people don't often see that you're experimenting with not having, with inconvenience for the sake of increasing convenience when it is there, increasing joy, and doing the hardest thing on your own, away from those that judge you and away from the thing that you might be judged by that day, is closely related to this. And I was reminded by this and somebody bringing this up in a comment recently. So MGTOW increases the amount of risk that you can take in life, all the while decreasing the amount of consequence. I always say this. That is the joy. That is the trick of MGTOW. That is one of the cheat codes. And it's one of the main principles as to why I go my own way. That is one of the key ratios. That is the key ratio, the instrumental ratio. This means that I can be more creative because while constraints breed creativity, the failures that can come from those constraints don't affect you as much. Therefore, your effort and your work is filled with more soul and more life. So you have more time to devote to hard things in your life that enrich your life and potentially enrich the lives of others, all the while you are still handling the things in your life that you are being judged by, whether this is your work, this is your service that you provide to people, or being a son, brother, etc. I don't know what you do. And what I mean by this is MGTOW is often like doing the hardest thing every day on your own time with intention. that thing is the hardest thing that you have to do each day. And if you know in your heart that you're doing the hardest thing that you'll have to do that day on your own time, all the while you will be judged in the eyes of those that pass judgment or in the position of control, so to speak, of you, then what you're doing in those moments becomes easy. It becomes second. It becomes tertiary to you. All the while you become better at both. The glitch in the system is the guy that is trapped in the matrix doesn't have time to spend on improving those areas of life that are harder than the thing he's being judged by. This does come with a cost. There is a cost with greatness. There is a cost with becoming better in your life. This brings to mind Fight Club. I think about Edward Norton's character. When he was in Fight Club and he got in the action and got some punches out, he was brought to life. Everything else in his life, it got turned down. That was the glitch, the forced contrast. And in order to get there, you need to carve yourself out time, energy, humbleness, and discipline. Okay? That is the key. Can you pay those things? These are four things that if you can build, you can be built out of MGTOW titanium. And they constantly allow you to take steps forward. But really, you can only have the mental energy and space if you're going your own way to do these things. It's very difficult otherwise, while other people take steps backwards and are just trying to keep up the demands of the day. Your boss tells you to deprioritize your reports, but you're too busy getting carved out somewhere else in the ring. You need to eject from hedonism to get here. And it's sad that it's not realized that this is what the MGTOW life is after. The MGTOW life is not after hating like it's labeled. The MGTOW life is about breaking the system and cracking the code to become the most efficient, resilient, and disciplined thing you can become. But if you can't go your own way, you're not going to be able to carve out the time that you need for forced contrast. This is why I preach these things. Staying celibate, removing sugar from your diet, not consuming pornography, not drinking alcohol. You can do what you want. You can do what you want with these things. I'm not here to police, but I don't consume any of these. I may have a beer every once in a while with a friend or at a social event. But by saying no to these things, I work on my mind and I master the world around me, actually. That is the thing that's not realized when it's shamed. You're just trying to master the world around you. Not doing all of these things makes you better at all the things that are going on in your life, I believe. And they make you one step ahead, while people think that it's unrelated to being a step or a step backwards. So you may need to consider the other things in life. You may need to sit down and consider what the contrast is that you need to just create in your life. Some of my life's greatest blessings have been birthed out of a dearth of the things that I would have wanted. They've emerged out of the times in my life in which I went into a situation that didn't make sense. I turned down something cool, something good. I went and lived somewhere with somebody questionable or took a position or an opportunity that may have had more downsides than the alternative. People see you as being in a situation that's permanent, but when you enter into those, you know that there's an exit plan. You know where the exit door is. You know that you're sitting with your back against the wall in that restaurant because you know somebody's going to come barging in and you want to know where the exit plan is. They think that you haven't seen it, but you have. So some things in life, some eras, just are experiments. When you go your own way, you can experiment. Nobody's there to tell you that you can't go out and live in the Yukon or on a boat for a decade. Nobody's there. And you can create the contrast that will make the next 40 years in a home better than 1,000 years living in a home that was lived in by someone that never left it to begin with to create the contrast. So you'll need some discipline, and if you're considering going MGTOW, consider it as a forced contrast at least. Sunrise Hoodie at gmail.com, Sunrise Hoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.